We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Whoo! Wind is blowing in Ashburn, baby. A lot of calls, a lot going on. Ron Rivera adamantly makes clear there's no changes coming. There's not going to be any changes in defensive play calling. There's not going to be any changes to the scheme. Cody ran the numbers. Jamin Davis is playing the least of any first-round pick. Is that accurate, Cody?
Yes, that has played five games.
I asked Ron what he's got to do to get on the field. Wasn't really an answer. You know, be better, play harder. Ron's in a no-win position in these press conferences, but he didn't win.
All right, let me just. I heard him say they see things differently than what we see him. I hope he was just talking to the person he was talking to. Because I used to ask this to coaches before. And I was on the other side when I was one of the people, because that's what you're taught as a player and a coach. I always say you got to look at the film and they don't see what you see. But I guarantee you, I can go watch that same stuff and the film. The same things I just said from watching the game yesterday, and when I look at game rewind, I can write down what I see. Don't let them see it. And then they write down what they see. And then you put them together. I put my money on it, it won't be different. It'll be the same damn thing. You have to be Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, or whoever the hell else that can't see to not see what you saw. I saw a guy that was way more aggressive on one of the two plays that he admits were bad. I saw a safety do the same damn thing that he did in the position. Not the same guy, but a different guy goes in and does exactly what the other guy did when he was back there. And they scored off of the same play that they've been running for the last 5 weeks. I know that. I promise you they can't tell me that this, all those teams didn't run the same route combination. When you also say that you were in the wrong gap, guy didn't fill the proper gap, and Kamara walks into the end zone, that's a third play, right? You're coming out the end zone, you're throwing an interception as a quarterback in the red zone, and the defense has to go on the field and just walked off. That's a fourth play, isn't it?
The final score of the game was a little dump-off pass to Alvin Kamara with perfect blocking. Kamara went untouched for 19 yards into the end zone. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad play? That doesn't make the bad play list?
And let me tell you, that play was designed so great because what happened is they basically had Kamara go at Sweat, give him a little something-something. So Sweat has to slow up. Kamara goes in the flat. Callaway was right behind Kamara.
It was great blocking, too.
Yeah, but yeah. Callaway was behind Kamara, and The cornerback, whoever it was, that was running with them, was in a bad predicament. You can't make the right decision. But I will say this. I guarantee you if you're in man, somebody else is over there instead of one guy trying to cover two.
I understand trying to maintain positivity. I understand that. But I also just, at some point, there's like an disillusionment. Or just a lack of clarity, lack of honesty. I get you can say, listen, man, we did some good things, but we also did some really poor things. Like, you can say that.
That right there would be taken way better.
But you can't say there were only – I just – Lanville, what was your thought on there were only two bad plays?
Defensively, I think there were, you know, five or six bad plays probably. All of the touchdowns seemed like calamitous mistakes. Like, you let a Hail Mary before halftime. That's typically something teams don't do. That's a big mistake there. The 72-yard touchdown, guys wide open. That's a mistake there. The touchdown to Callaway, I think it was only 12 yards, so it's not quite as humiliating. But he was wide open. Nobody was near him. That's a mistake. I don't think you're just... Look, I've never coached football, but I don't think you're supposed to just leave wide receivers wide the hell open all the time. That's just me. I don't know.
Listen,
maybe,
man,
I'm wrong.
As a freshman quarterback at University of Southwestern Louisiana, they used to have me go on a coach's show every Friday. And they asked me a question, and I was exactly how I am today then. So the PR department starts trying to tell me, don't answer the question like this, answer like that. Don't do it. So I start trying to do that. And then I say, hold on, man, but I'm not telling them the truth. Yeah, but you don't want people to get, I say, well, don't put me on the damn coaching show then. Because if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you the answer I think. So I know that PR people try to make you stay away from things. But what I've learned over time, being on this, on the other side of being asked the question and being on this side too, when you try to sugarcoat, gloss over, or lie, it only builds up.
Totally.
If you answer the question, like JB just said, yeah, we did a lot of bad things. We did some good things. We got to get our things corrected. Or we did too many bad things and we have to correct those things if we're going to have a chance. I didn't sit up here and try to make an excuse, but I answered the question. But the questions that are being answered now are they're trying to make us think that they're way farther along than what they were, what they are. Oh, you got, listen, after week one, yes, I'll listen to whatever you have to say. I've seen 5 weeks of it now. And as a former QB, I was trained to watch film. As a former NFL player where I played special teams, quarterback, and running back, I had to play a lot of, I had to learn a lot of stuff. You can't tell me you seeing something I'm not seeing. No, I don't know what your game plan is, but I don't have to know what your game plan is to know that if your people are talking when people are running past them, they damn sure not ready. And then they came out and lived up to that. They said that.
Don't tell me it's a young team if you won't play your first round pick. Play them. Everybody's making mistakes. Let the kid on the field. Or is there some protection of we don't want to show that maybe we missed? It's too early for that. Nobody would be drawing conclusions on where he is now. Play him. I understand Ron's incredulity when he's basically asked, are you going to take away play calling from Jack Del Rio? I understand that because it's five games in and he's not going to do it. But making changes in the secondary? How is that not on the table?
I ask the question, if it's 10 games in and it's still acting like this, is he going to do it? Probably not.
He says it makes no sense to him. To make changes in the secondary makes no sense.
It makes sense to change something. Because, listen, this is the second week I've heard him say we like what we're doing. Okay? The second week. You give up 30-something more points and say you like what you're doing, then what's your message to people? We don't mind giving up 30-something points. You see, you get to a point where when you make those type of comments and people who pay their hard-earned money to come watch this team and be entertained by it, and then you say, well, we like what we're doing. Well, I don't like what I'm seeing. So that makes less and less people start coming to the stadium. And that's the last damn thing you want.
There can't be that many fewer people going.
Oh, it could be. You went to the preseason game, didn't you?
That's true. This is a tweet from Rufio. He says, there won't be a change in the franchise winning games. I like Ron, but he's stubborn. Jack is ridiculously stubborn also. The defense is not working, so try something else. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that they played Tampa tough in the playoffs. I don't want to hear that. And I don't want to hear after a game after giving up 33 points that it was just two bad plays.
You played against an offense that the quarterback was passing for 130 yards a game. He was throwing interceptions over the last 3 weeks, more than touchdowns. He walks into the game with you and throws four touchdowns and one interception. He passed for 279 yards. I don't know. And then let's be real. So we make excuses for Taylor and all this stuff. If Jameis just puts a little bit more air on the ball, the damn tight end is running probably for a touchdown because he was wide open. Nobody was back there. That's the interception that Holcomb better intercept because he threw it right to him. Like he was throwing him the crossing route. So it's more than two plays in that game. As I watched
Hell
the game,
yes.
I damn near broke the table watching
dude,
the game.
Are you, Alvin Kamara, I mean, this is just.
Listen, all the plays we're talking about were only the scoring plays. And we see 4 to 5 horrible situations.
What about the Alvin Kamara run?
Other damn plays?
Look, he ran 23 yards up the middle. Ron said somebody didn't fill a crease, and then Bobby McCain just completely whiffed on the tackle. That was a 23-yard touchdown run. That doesn't make the bad playlist?
Doesn't it look like a lot of people, and this, I got this tweet or this text earlier, a lot of people are waiting for the other guy to make the play. And that little thing, that do your job, and I've always said make the play. Just make the play that's there for you to make. Don't try to make the fantastic play. Just make the damn play. But everybody seems to want to make the Hail Mary, a lot of people were like waiting and looking. Like I said, Wichcon was looking with his back turned to the ball as the guy is catching it. He's not even in the end zone.
They all look like the kid in Little League that doesn't want the ball hit at him. Just like, please let it go to somebody else so I don't have to do anything. Because they know they can't.
Mm.
They know that Jameis Winston didn't play particularly well the past couple of weeks. He probably woke up this entire week and said, this is my get-right game.
See, and I think that that's what we have to understand. As much as we sit here and we start saying how we can get right against certain teams, and this is talking to the fan base, that's the way that they're looking at us. See, you might want to – I talk to a lot of athletes from other cities. It's a lot of what we're playing against. And the same thing that we're saying here, they're saying there.
Yeah.
What do we call that get-right game?
Every quarterback looks at this team as get-right game. Patrick Mahomes hasn't been playing particularly well this season. He's going to throw 5 touchdowns next week. You can bet that.
The league is – talk around the league, have defenses finally figured out Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
I promise you ours hasn't.
Find out next week.
They could get Sean McDermott on the line, give him every detail on how to beat Patrick Mahomes, still wouldn't be able to do it. He's going to throw 5 touchdowns. There's a lot of good quarterbacks coming up. And those guys struggle occasionally.
How's Brady going to do?
Those guys struggle occasionally.
Brady came here last year. They put up 500 yards of offense, and that was celebrated by some.
Did he throw 5 yesterday, didn't he?
Then he had 5. Yeah. Is that good?
He struggled a couple games this year, too.
They don't even have Gronk.
I promise you he won't when he plays Washington.
I don't know, man. If AB shows up.
Tony in Fairfax thinks the line for the Chiefs game might be a little wacky. Tony, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, fellas, I just wanted to call in and see, does it make me a bad fan if I throw in all my chips tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but on the -6.5 for KC to kick us in the nuts this weekend?
No, I think it makes you smart. Thank you for the call, Tony. Tony's betting on getting kicked in the nuts. That's how you know aspirin syndrome is real right there.
Everybody's looking for daily fantasy stacks. The Chiefs, just go with it. Pringle. Take Pringle. I don't know what position he plays. Take him.
I was bummed out this weekend that little Jordan Humphrey did not play.
Yeah.
Because, Bemis, you may not know this, but I told the boys that if little Jordan Humphrey scored a bomb touchdown, like Deontay Harris ended up scoring, that I would do the show shirtless. So
make sure you're not here that day you do that.
I'll do that from the park. Yeah. We got a lot. Lewis in Silver Spring. Lou, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Lewis, brother.
Lewis, you've been on hold for 1 hour and 20 minutes. Now you're not there. I'm going to keep you on hold. Maybe you'll return. Our guy.
You better have to take a bathroom break.
He might have. AJ in Arlington. AJ, what's up, buddy?
Yes, man. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just wanted to chime in, and I'm going to be speaking, you know, for the future purposes. But, you know, after hearing the press conference while being on hold to speak with you guys, I think it reemphasizes my point even more than I'm about to make, that I just think Ron Rivera just doesn't have it. Like, if you look at his ending tenure with Carolina, You know, he had a 5-7 record. Now last year, 7-9, and now losing. They easily could have been winless at this point of the season so far. You know, it's just like he doesn't get it. He's stubborn. A lot of the personnel changes he's made have been on him, from the Trent Williams to Dwayne Haskins to Adrian Peterson, Morgan Moses, and so on. You know, you can't take a guy in Jamin Davis at 19th overall and you don't let him play. You know, if you're going to pick someone at 19 overall, they need to be an immediate impact player and starter. When you have guys like David Mayo playing linebacker over your top 20 pick in the draft, that is an issue. That speaks volumes of the personnel decisions that you're making, and also the coaching. I mean, you've had the opportunity to do everything. You've had more responsibility with this team than you've ever had in your coaching career, and these are your guys. So if the scheme, if you're forcing the scheme upon the players, it's your fault. I mean, if you go get a William Jackson, who's been known as a top press corner in the league, you go and draft a Ben St. Juice, who's a press corner coming out of Minnesota, you know that Landon Collins is a box safety. Why are you forcing guys to play zone and not just play man and getting back to basics? It's week 5 in the season, and you have not adjusted anything, and then you have the audacity in your press conference to come out here and say that you like what you're doing. Like either we're stupid or, like, I don't know, but it's just ridiculous, the comments that's being made, the stubbornness, and it's just not looking promising. And it's like, do you really want this guy going into next year trying to get you a franchise quarterback, whether that be via trade or possibly in the draft? I can't fathom it as a fan, you know, seeing this going any better as the season progresses.
Thank you, AJ. Appreciate the call, buddy. Some harsh truths there coming from AJ in Arlington.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, listen.
I think it's a little premature, but I hear you.
Yeah, a lot of stuff may be, but I think people have to, when you make comments, just understand. You may be talking to the smallest group of fraction of play of our fans that don't know what the hell you're talking about. But everybody else watch football enough to understand, and they watch enough good football to understand when it's not good football.
Yep.
But I wish somebody would ask the question, why did you go for the 4th and 10 instead of kicking the field goal at 53 yards? Because I feel, yes, he made every kick yesterday. But you won't let him kick kicks that are in a position that you feel you're afraid of, which every kicker that's considered themselves that's worth their weight in whatever, you're going to allow them to kick a 53 yarder.
NFL kickers kick 53 yarders. Like, that's got to be. Now, I mean, if you looked yesterday, there were missed kicks all over, missed extra points. Mason Crosby missed a couple chances to win. The Bengals kicker missed a couple chances to win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I mean, the list of problems is just so significant. It's fairly daunting, Landfill. I'm going to be honest with you. Here's what we got to do. We got to take a break. Phone lines are packed. We haven't even heard the audio I wanted to play just because there's been just too much other stuff to discuss. But I do. The question I asked Ron Rivera, I asked because William Jackson made it pretty clear he's not being told to do what he thinks he's best at. And I think that's a problem. Big Brian in D.C. will lead us off. He's got a serious statement to make. We got a lot more happening next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was Washington football team cornerback William Jackson III speaking yesterday after the game. I get it. You got to try to be positive. You got, I don't even know how many games. 13, 12, 11, 70? How many games are left, Landfill? 2 and 3 is 5 minus 17. 12 games left. Right? 12 games left. You got 12 more of them. All right. They're not going to fire anybody. Ron Rivera says it makes no sense to me right now to make changes with the scheme or any coaching moves. I agree you're not firing anybody in week five. I don't think you should. But how you don't want to make changes on personnel is beyond me.
I don't know if any firing, but I think adjustments need to be made.
Adjustments need to be made.
Yeah.
I mean, B. They've given up 30, 43, 29 in their last three games. And the Bills have Josh Allen. They dropped a 43 on him.
Mm-hmm.
But the Saints, they've given up 33, 30, and 43 in their last three games. I'm no math guy, but that ain't good. They've given up over 100 points in their last three games. Right?
But
43 and 33 is 76.
They like what they're doing, though.
96 points in the last three games.
They like what they're doing, though.
They like what they're doing. It was two bad plays, Lanfield.
How many points have they given up in the last three games?
I'm going to try to do it right now, all right?
Hit me with it.
43 and 30 is 73.
Correct.
And another 33 is...
I'm at 29.
106.
There you go.
I did say 96.
He said 43, 33.
He did. He's not good at math, B. Mitch. That's, what, 32 points
they
per game?
They gave up 43, 30, and 33.
Nope, that's not right. Oh, no, my math isn't right. You're correct.
Yeah, I'm right. It's 106 points. 106 divided by 3 is, oh boy.
35 point something.
Yeah, thank you. We got a million callers. They deserve to be talked. I'm going to try to prevent speed round here, but we're going to keep a shot clock. 60-second shot clock, Landfill. If we get to it, jump in, okay? Let's start. We're going to go chronologically. My guy Telly. I don't know if this is real Telly or fake Telly, but Telly is on the line. Hello, Telly. You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hello to the Redskins. What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Telly?
Hey, man. First and foremost, man, I don't know who the dude on Twitter, man. This the real Telly. Get out of here with that mess, man. What they talking about? But anyway, man, going back to this coach, man. Hey, man. Everybody... looking at the Hail Mary, man, but I'm looking at the different mindsets from the two coaches, man. You had two timeouts with 2 minutes left in the half, and this coach conceded and went into halftime, and it was a slap in the face, and that's what he got, and that's what he deserved with that Hail Mary, man. This coach conceded. This coaching staff, no accountability, man. I don't know what Ron's doing, man. Hell to the Redskins, man. Y'all be easy, man.
Thank you, Telly. Telly, unaware that they've changed the name. I don't know if you guys caught that, but Telly, unaware. Devon, our guy D. Devon, what's up, buddy? You're on the Gambit DC listener line.
What's happening, guys? They are basically a product of their coach, man. Everybody has no accountability across the board. You got William Jackson one moment saying they're not – he's not doing what he does best, so he's basically saying that they put him in the wrong position. But then he comes back and say, everybody want to harp on the negative, but it was a lot of good things that we did. Dude, is it illegal to walk in a press conference, coach or player, and be mad that y'all didn't perform and give y'all best, like come out and do it? Y'all can't say, look, today wasn't a good game. I'm mad about it, but we're going to get back as a team and we're going to get this together. Is that illegal to do? Why everybody got to try to make it seem like, oh, we're going to get there. We're going to go 11-0. We was just playing with you guys, man. We wasn't, you know, like, that's how it sounds. Like, what? Like, it's ridiculous, man. I take it off the head.
Thank you, D. You're not wrong.
Oh, D told me, he sent me a text on Thursday, and he said, I think it was. Let me find it.
Hold on. Let's go to Big
it's
Brian.
A blank you to you.
To me?
Yeah.
Take that up with you on Thursday. Big Brian is big mad. What's up, Big B?
What's going on, fellas? Look, one thing I love listening to you and especially Big B, B Mitch about is, I love when B Mitch tells stories about his pops because he always talks about how his pops put it down. And it reminds me a lot of my pops. And I say all that to say this. One thing that my father always had, and I apologize if this is a trigger for any of the listeners, but you don't punish a child for something that you should have whooped his ass for. If the kid steals your keys, goes out and takes the car and crashes it, you don't punish him. You don't put him in his room for a week without his TV. You tear his butt up. And that's where we are with this team. Ron has been forced to be an ambassador, a goodwill agent of sorts. And in that, he's become so soft and fuzzy. And that has trickled down to this team. We are so soft and we need to coddle Landon Collins because he was a great player at one point and blah blah. You know what? Let's get some and I hate to say it, let's get some Bill Belichick up in here because guess what? Especially with what happened yesterday, Landon Collins would have been on the first thing smoking out of here, and I don't care if that was a camel with a cigarette in his mouth, he would have been out of here if somebody like Bill Belichick was running this team. You know what I'm saying? We are way too soft. Ron's a great person, but fine. Let's promote him to team ambassador so he can go out and glad hand and tell soft and fuzzy stories with people. But let's get a hard-nosed coach in here that's going to put it down.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you, buddy. I have said this before, and I mean it. I do wonder if they're not putting too much on Ron's plate. I mean, he's the head coach. You got games. You got games. And he does everything over there because there's a leadership void.
But it comes to a point where you realize you can't do everything.
Yeah, maybe you got to get some of this stuff off your plate.
If you don't have the audacity to say, well, I can't do something, everybody else is not going to say they can't do something when they get asked to do something. So, listen, man, I know there are a lot of coaches out there, and I know a lot of coaches think they can do a lot more stuff. Just like I played a lot of different positions on the football field, but I never thought I'd coach a damn team. But if you ask me to touch a football and do something with it, I could figure that out. Because that's what God gave me. But I also knew when to not try something. Okay? So, if it's too much on the plate, that's because they're accepting. They're not making him do nothing. He's accepting it.
Or maybe he wants it. I don't know. But it's a lot of stuff that he has to maneuver that isn't game planning for the Bills, the Chiefs, the Falcons, the Giants. Let's keep the phone lines going in order. DNC, God bless Darren. He's going to try to be positive. All right, let's hear it. Good luck.
The positivity is, man, thank you for taking my call. Man, there's 12 more games left in this season that they could possibly turn this thing around, man. But at the end of the day, that's the only positive because, to be honest, everybody has said everything that could be possibly said from our standpoint as fans. And you guys, especially B. Mitch, as a former player who is very intelligent and understanding of the game, and UJP being close to the organization, as close as you are in reporting about that team, there has to be changes made, and that's just simple and proud. Everybody has said what's needed to be said. There has to be changes made, and Ron with these cookie-cutter answers, it does annoy fans. Trust me, I have two friends that I'm very close with that we're watching the fans together, and they have jumped ship because they are tired of what they're saying. One, because they just don't like Ron Rivera, period. They didn't like the hire, and the others because he just can't deal with the losing that that's my brother who's 24 years old on November 7th. He can't deal with the losing. He done jumped ship. He can't do it. And JP, you brought it up before. This is what they're going to have to deal with. Like, fans are going to leave. The stadiums are going to dwindle down. They have to make changes. Hail to the burgundy and gold.
Thank you, D. Right, appreciate brother. You. A couple good texts from Ahmet. He said, if this continues, they're going to have to drop the new name in 2 or 3 weeks because they're going to need something to distract from what's happening on the field. There's also this. I mean, the numbers. Washington's given up the 31st most points per game in the league. The only defense worse in points against, the Chiefs.
Oh.
Could be a hell of a shootout.
Now, I ask this question. Both of these defenses are bad. Do you think we want to get into a shootout with that team?
No. We are fast approaching speed round territory. I'm going to try to keep it going. Who's been on the longest? Lou, you in the metal factory. What's up, buddy?
No, I'm actually outside, JP. What's going on, man? What's up, D-Mitch?
You're up, man. You got a minute.
Yeah, look, man, I'm with just like everybody else, man. Ron seemed like, you know, I don't know if JP, like you said, if it's too much for his plate, you should never take the job, man. If you can't handle it, I mean, let somebody else, you know, take over, man. It felt like it's 2018, 17, and 16 back with Jay Gruden, man. It's just, you know, same old thing. They can't make, you know, adjustments. They can't do the basic, the little things, and they want to come out here and scream at the reporters and this and that and third. Man, stop complaining about that, you know, oh, it's the players. Oh, it's this. Oh, you guys can't ask these type of questions. It's your job, man. You get paid millions of dollars, man. So if you can't handle it, let somebody else do the job, man. So just step to the side, man. And other than that, man, that's all I want to say, man. This coaching staff is whack, man. I thought Jay Gruden was whack, but this right here is, I don't know, it's back at it again. I mean, it's pathetic, and I don't know. I'm predicting for a Sunday, though. Patrick Mahomes, 10 touchdowns. And Tyreek Hill's going to probably grab five of them. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say, man.
Thank you, Lou.
All right, brother.
Strong stuff there from Lou. Hey, dude, this is the first Monday we've been getting these kind of calls.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, D.C., not Charlotte.
Not Charlotte. All right, we're going to go speed round. We got to talk through some bets. Doing all that next on The Fan. Speed round in it. Everybody, tell me your high school and your high school mascot and one coherent thought. I have faith in you. Landfill does not. I'm going to have to be very fast with the trigger on this, so please don't let me down. We start with Alan in La Plata. Alan, you're up.
Yeah, Thomaston High School. Cougars was the mascot. I want a big shout-out to B-Mitch. Love B-Mitch. He brings it strong on the field. He brings it strong on the radio. I want to say that Carter runs like B. Mitch, so we're going to call him C. Mitch because he's a strong runner and man wants to win.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
That was decent. Again, no platitudes, just get down to business. But whatever, it was a good effort. And also, like, just say BCC Barons. Don't say, like, oh, I went to BCC and the mascot was the Barons. Like, Cody, tell me how it should go.
Cody, Briarwoods, Falcons, boom. And then a coherent thought.
That's it. He's got it. Let's see if our guy Toothpick can do it. Toothpick, you're up.
Bowie High School Bulldogs. Everybody should bet the over in the KC Washington game. There you go. I'm out.
Well done. That's a 10 out of 10 speed round. Let's see if Joe in Baltimore can do it. Joe, you're up.
Wyoming area Warriors. Coherent thought would be red zone offense yesterday was kind of bad. Thank you.
Quite bad. Thank
Quite
you.
Because
I'll even.
That's another negative from yesterday.
I'll even include that first interception. Wasn't quite the red zone. They were at the 30, but you got to do something. Kevin in Arlington, speed round, buddy. He said Ditka. I want to be clear on that. But man, it sounded like he said something else. Keith in D.C. Keith, speed round.
What's up? What's up, JP? B-Mitch.
Yo.
It's your man. Me and you all got the same man and one of our common friends, Kurt.
What's going on, man? This is the opposite of speed round. Come on, buddy.
Hey, Eastern High School Ramblers, man.
All right.
SOS. Same old. I can't say that last word.
Hey, you cannot. Thank you, Keith.
We appreciate you, man. same old stuff.
We got another telly calling. I don't know how many tellies we got, but now there's another telly on the line. Telly, it's speed round.
Hey, look, listen, this is Telly from D.C. The other Telly talks slow, I talk fast. I'm from Southeast, he's probably from Maryland somewhere. Look, listen, I say spy, Jack Del Rio, make a statement, wake all their ass up.
Thank you, all right, brother. Telly. That was our best executed speed round ever, and I'll credit the boys in the aquarium for locking up all the phones so nobody else can call in. Because I'll just keep doing it and drive Landfill nuts. The highlight, though, is when the one dude said Ditka, and it did not sound like he said Ditka.
Oh, sure did, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, Grant and Danny coming up next. I wanted to leave time for this. B, you got to tell people how close you came on this parlay.
I had a 13
team
leg parlay, and I lost by the Eagles beating Carolina and Kansas City losing last night.
Hitting 11 out of 13, $50 to win how much?
$6,900 and something.
If you won, it's that $7,000, $6,900. What would you have done? Like, Landfill, what would you do if you won a 13-game, $7,000 parlay?
Day if that happened.
I'd just buy alcohol, ABC store.
Yeah, we're gonna
windfall
have a drink.
Time.
It'd be a fun show.
Yeah.
No matter how
well,
bad.
You know, just Monica would have got 75% of it.
She would have gotten a new purse for sure. Now, you know, there were only two bad plays yesterday. If B. Mitch had won the 7K, we would have even been able to look past just the two bad plays from yesterday.
Yeah, we probably would have.
Go through the
but
weekend.
I like doing those bets, though. I just figured it out, Landfill. Arizona got some good little things going, too.
Yeah, you had fun. He shot an even par 72 his first round of golf in Arizona.
I told you I was going to shoot 75 to 80 that day.
You did. You were feeling dialed in.
I was on, baby.
Cody Betts, let's hear how we did this weekend.
Weekend parlay, we went 3-for-4 or 3-for-5, however you want to look at it. I took the Green Bay Packers -3, and it was a push, essentially. They won by 3.
Who did I take?
I think you took the Cowboys -7.
And they won by how many?
A lot.
100?
Yeah, something like that. So we only lost because Taysom Hill got taken out of the game in the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
So we kind of lost that one. And our week 5 picks, you know, it's kind of close, except for JP, who went 0-4-1.
I swear that's inaccurate.
It's not.
Every time he goes back, you know what? I think you have Ashburn syndrome. Because every time he does bad, he don't think it's accurate. But if he does good, it's perfect.
You know what? This is accurate. And, yeah, I did very poorly.
You're garbage.
I really thought Washington was going to win that game. Like, I very much thought so. I was very wrong. Very, very, very wrong. It is time for her to hear first. Just real quick. So through 5 weeks, we're making 5 picks a week. B. Mitch is 9-11. I am 7-13. Cody is 9-11. And Mr. Mullins, Mr. James Andrew Mullins, V, Landfill is 12-8.
Landfill, roll him, man.
That's +4 units right
there. I'm going to start betting whatever he bets.
I might too. Hell. Well, speaking of, you got to make a pick for tonight, Landfill.
I'm taking Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown score. It's -115. Passing touchdowns don't count, so I'm basically betting on him to run a touchdown in.
So it's just Lamar Jackson rushing touchdown?
He could get a receiving touchdown, and it would count. I think he could maybe even return a punt. I mean, he doesn't return punts.
I'm taking that with the Ravens.
You're going to parlay that with the Ravens?
The parlay king over here.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm going to hit it.
You're taking the Ravens -7?
Yeah.
Okay. I hate my
money
brain.
Money line would be too much.
I hate my brain because I will not allow myself to bet on favorites, which I somehow
actually
I always pick the wrong underdogs too.
You know what? We're not making money in this what we're doing necessarily. So when you're betting your big money on favorites, now I understand, but just for that bragging rights.
So here's my thing: I always want to be where Vegas needs the win. Right, 93% of the money is on the Ravens. They desperately need the Colts. I got a different... What's the weather looking like tonight? This game's in Baltimore, right? It's kind of gross out. Is it going to rain or anything?
And what does the Ravens do very well? Run the football. Rain don't bother them.
How about this? Putting a tease in. Teasing the Ravens down to -1, and I'm taking the under at 52. Am I allowed to tease?
Sure, as long as it's under -200. All right, well, everybody hates my baseball picks. We're in the middle of playoffs.
Oh,
so I'm going to go with the Ravens over 46.5.
Oh, wait, if you got it at 46.5, that means I get it at 52.5.
I don't know that you're allowed to tease. Let's.
Yeah, we can't do no tease.
You're going over?
Over 46.5.
I'll go under if I'm not allowed to tease. Give me the under. Landfill, I'd like to schedule a Cody Betts baseball segment for tomorrow. Are you going to allow that?
I mean, for the sake of all of the listeners, let's not do that.
It's the playoffs. Playoffs.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
It is the Major League Baseball playoffs, I think. I think there's a game on right now. You know what we talk about. We talk about football. That's what we talk about.
Yeah,
football and the occasional fart joke.
Like it's been going. We've got to find other stuff to see those
B-Mitch and I are going to start watching Squid Game together.
Thank God hockey and basketball are starting soon.
I'm sure we're going to talk about that. I'm sure we're going to talk about the Wizards.
I would rather hear Wizards talk than Lance Berkman or whoever the hell plays baseball now.
Anybody but the Astros. Anybody but the Astros. Grant and Danny coming up next. Thank you to, we didn't have any guests today, but thank you to the ones that would have, come on. Thank you to all the callers. It was a great day on the phones. Thank you to Brian Mitchell for returning from Arizona where he shot par. Thank you to Cody for running down to my truck and getting water and Mountain Dew. Here comes Grant and Danny. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.